Hey Jennifer, welcome to the Kingdom Community Show. So good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This is a real treat. Get to meet you and be on your show, and it's awesome.
Hey, the honor is certainly ours. And yeah, so good to have you on the show and talk about your book, Awaken the Dreamscape. And it's all about the building blocks for understanding the supernatural power of your dreams. I love that because I'm the type of person that I actually do have dreams
Yeah.
and not always like really colorful or anything. Sometimes they're just very basic, very short, but I
Yeah.
found them to be so profound in impacting my life. And sometimes I fail to really embrace the significance of that dream. So let's talk about what motivated you to, really explore dreamscape, as you call it, and dream interpretation. How have you witnessed God speaking to you through your dreams?
Well, the first part of your question, dreamscape, that was just a term that I use, kind of like exploring the landscape, So let's explore the dreamscape, So I came up with that word. And then it's twofold. First of all, when I began to when I started showing quite a bit of significant moves toward, media ministry and book writing and things like that began to happen for me. I was basically going outside of the confines of my own church. So when that happened and I was being looked toward for prophetic teaching, for teaching about the supernatural, for teaching about prayer, those kind of things. Well, there was a very, very well-known person who contacted me and said, "Can you interpret my dream?" It was such a simple question. And I was so excited because I'm like, "Oh, this is proof that God is doing something in my life, something powerful." And so I opened that email and it was a very short email, a couple paragraphs. And I, looked it over. And because I was very good at the vision side of things, God will give you visions and dreams, Acts chapter 2. When it came to visions and just seeing things spiritually, I always knew what that meant. I never struggled. And so I assumed dreams were going to be as simple. And so when I saw that dream, I looked it over, didn't pray about it, used no process at all. And I gave this person my best opinion of what the dream meant. Well, that person was in the know and they could discern all of that. And they sent me it was nice, but it was to the point. They sent me an email response back and they said, "Well, that's not it." And so it challenged me. It really challenged me. And I think it was God's provoking me to, maybe consider that I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. All right. So fast forward, I've studied dreams. I've studied dream interpretation. I started getting a grip on it, really, really recognizing that that's a whole different language. It was a different language than what I knew. And I did know a supernatural language. Visions are, that's a language. You're seeing images and you're seeing things from the Holy Spirit, and you have to know what it means. So dreams are a different language, but in the same, the same family, all from God. And so fast forward, I was invited to do a conference for the first time in Australia.
Okay.
And seemed so simple as a prayer conference. And I think I spent 10 minutes praying about it. It was on the beach. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, God wants me there." So anyway, very long story, super condensed. When I ended up in Australia, I started having significant amounts of warfare. It was all over that realm of dreams, surprisingly, and connected to Australia. And I started learning about, just the First Nations of the land, the dream time, the dreaming, all of the stuff that came in first. And I'm like, this is a very highly contested area. Why is that? Well, I understand with dreams are, they have a creative element to it, and God will use that realm to create what he wants in the earth to the dreamer, and he needs a dreamer. And if you don't know Jesus, you're still going to dream, but Satan can get in there too, and he will try to take nations that have a propensity for that. He'll try to take them. And I recognized that there was a contention here, and I began to learn more about the supernatural side of dreams than ever before once I went into Australia. So it's a very long story, complicated story, but condensed. And that's when I really went after it, and that's what yielded the book.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's awesome because, clearly the Bible says, and you referred to this in Acts 2 about dreams and visions. And we know, obviously not teaching on the Old Testament type of seer prophets, et cetera. But those who actually see things in the spirit realm, but specifically in dreams, so the supernatural element, but are dreams, always supernatural, even good, bad, or is there something else to that? So I guess what questions should we be asking ourselves when we're
Yeah,
asking?
it's like, what's the source of this dream? Did this dream come from God? I write down every one of my dreams that I remember to the best of my ability. And I am a person that just dreams in headlines. Some of you dream in novels. Basically, it's like a whole big movie. And I dream in very, very short bites. But those short bites, you're not being shortchanged. There's a lot of information in those little short bite dreams if you understand the symbols, if you understand how to break it down. Those novel dreams, well, I actually talk about in my book, Awaken the Dreamscape, what to do with that and how to grab the main points out of that dream because it's too much to process. And it's important to pay attention to dreams because that's a language that is a part of you. It's a channel, it's like a media channel that God speaks through, and he's speaking through that channel a lot more than we realize. And because we don't understand dream language, we dismiss it. We think it's nothing, and it's actually something. You really need to pay attention to it. Yeah, sometimes you're going to have dreams that are just kind of soulless dreams. You're processing something happened during the day, and you just process it. Other times you're going to have dreams that are demonically sourced. Anytime we start talking about dreams, we have to, really talk about how to discern demonic dreams because they can come and they can really mess with your life. And so we need to discern them and we need to know what to do about that. But as far as God is concerned, big channel of communication is in your dreams at night. You're a captive audience. You can't escape. You can't shut it down. And so he's speaking.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the significance of dreams. So, have you witnessed that in your personal life or others, that was very significant a dream in terms of how God was communicating something important?
Yeah, I get a lot of information out of dreams, a lot, especially when I go minister. Very often I will have dreams prior to that ministry assignment, if it's a conference or anything like that. And it'll give me the gist of what is happening, what's going on. I do a lot of prayer ministry on location, intercessory ministry as well. And there'll be times when God will send me to a particular area of the world, and I'll take a team with me, we'll pray. And then afterward, I will have a dream. I like clockwork. I will have a dream and I will know where things are at. I just left Australia, and after that conference, I had one of those dreams. So I knew where things were at. I knew the progress, and I knew where we needed to work on some things. Okay. So it's how God speaks to me and just lets me know this is where things are. We sit at our exec table, even today. Today was Tuesday. Tuesdays, we have those exec meetings, after the weekend. We sat around, and of course, there were some dreams that the staff had. And one in particular, it really pointed towards something that we needed to deal with. Okay, isn't that fascinating that God will help you lead your church? If you have that responsibility, He will help you lead your church and He will point some things out to you to help you win. He's not doing it to say this is wrong and this is where you're a mess. No, He wants us to win and He gets inside of our dreams and He lets us know. Because when you remember stuff, like you pay attention. I pay attention. I'm like, okay, I had that dream for a reason. I need to pay attention. I don't necessarily have to say anything. A lot of times I just pray through it. But times I do say something, and it's significant. God's speaking a lot more than we think.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, okay, so sometimes I've heard people say things like, hey, all this talk about dreams, it's being overemphasized. God can speak very directly to us. Obviously, he speaks to us through his word, through the scriptures, but God can speak directly to us through the Holy Spirit. So sometimes I've heard people say things like, it's just too unclear, it's too to confusing. So why does God choose to speak to us? Clearly he does. Scriptures, you know, obviously brings that out, as we mentioned. Why does he speak to us through dreams and images and symbolism, etc.?
Well, I'd love to push back on that, because Proverbs 25:2, and I'll read it to you. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. We've been made kings and priests unto God Most High. So it's very kingly to search out the voice of the Lord in the ways that he chooses to speak. He chooses to speak in visions and in dreams, and also, you know, to your own heart in a lot of different ways. And we understand that, but we don't choose the channel. He chooses the channel. He's God. And so by saying that, you know, we shouldn't emphasize this. This is, you know, I should just hear the Holy Spirit. I don't get it. Okay. We are choosing the channel. We're shutting down something that a king would actually not do that. A king is going to go after that. And then the other thing is he hides wisdom. He hides things inside of our dreams. I have the practice of writing down my dreams, even if they seem bizarre and I don't get them. I finally recognize I don't have to get this dream in order to consider it valid. I'll just write it down, see what happens. I am surprised at how many little tiny prophetic pointers are tucked away inside of my dreams that over a period of time, I begin to see that, oh, I dreamt that out already. Oh, that was already there 6 months ago. I dreamt that little piece out and I just didn't understand it. But it confirms some things to me that I'm on the right track. God already had this in mind. He was already speaking about it. I just didn't get it. And it helps me to be more confident in what's happening in my life today, because I already wrote it down from a dream yesterday.
Awesome. So good. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Someone is struggling to understand the significance of their dream. Where should they start?
Well, what you want to do is you want to ask some basic questions, you know, really simple questions. Okay. The first thing is you want to ask yourself, who is this dream about? A lot of times we're dreaming about our own stuff most of the time. Sometimes we're not. For example, you have oversight over a lot of things. And so wouldn't it be the Lord to have you observe some things that are connected to you, even people that are under your leadership, in your family, your household? I don't know if you ever dreamed about your children, the future of your children. I've had dreams about my children, you know, and that's just that's when we're observing that this dream, I'm dreaming it, but it is about somebody else. Okay. But most of the time the dreams are about you. And then you're going to ask the question, you know, is it a good dream? Is it a bad dream? Seems like a simple question, but just narrowing it in and putting it in front of our face it's important. It's like, okay, it positions and postures our heart, what we're going to do with it. And then we're going to determine the main points of the dream. If you're a headliner, well, you've got probably 2 points. But if you are dreaming novels, you know, you need to narrow it down to like 4 points. We learned that from Daniel. Daniel wrote down 13 verses, and he said, these are the main points of my dream. Okay, so he dreamt out a novel. So you do the main points, okay? The main points. And then that's like the symbols. That's like the, I was thinking of somebody's dream. It's like there was a huge air conditioner blowing the wind. Okay, that's a main point. You know, there was, my best friend was in the dream. Well, that's a main point. Okay, and actually all of these things have meaning. They have symbols. And so we're going to go to our Bible and we're going to start looking some things up that would be in the Bible, and other things we're going to think like God. Okay, if God would put my best friend in the dream, what does all of that mean? Okay, a lot of things. And we're going to write that down. It's like my best friend, somebody I can trust, somebody I can talk to, maybe a symbol for Jesus, maybe, you know, air conditioner blowing on me, cooling me off. Okay, some reason I need to have cool breezes, cool air, and start putting those things together, and you start to see a meaning emerge, and there you go. You see that God is speaking to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so simple and yet strategic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes dreams become supernatural battlegrounds. What is that about?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I'll just speak from my own experience. My main experience is I am a prophetic intercessor. And I'm talking that is the first thing that I do is I like to pray. I prophesy in prayer. I develop intercessors all over the globe, prophets and intercessors and prophetic people. It's like my core thing. So with that, I do go into nations and I will pray. God will actually lead me to do that. And I'll take people with me and we'll pray and we'll minister. We'll do evangelism or we'll do a conference, whatever. But anyway, those territories, we understand Ephesians 6, that there is a hierarchy of demonic powers that the apostles, they wrestled with it, you know, to get the gospel out. That's the whole purpose of it. Some people say we shouldn't even consider those things. I'm like, how can you not? Look at the world today. And these are the demons that blind the minds of people. And so sometimes that intercession that we would have in real time, well, sometimes that intercession will actually get into your dream life and you'll actually start to deal with those entities inside of your dream. I've had that happen many times. I know lots of people have had stuff like that happen. And so that dream realm becomes a battleground, almost like an actual war, where normally in real time I'd be praying something out, but in that dream realm I've got knives, I've got swords, I've got guns, you know, and I'm being chased or something like that, and I'm actually dealing with something on that level inside of my dreams. And I've had that happen. I've had that experience many, many times with evidence afterward that something truly was taking place.
Okay, great. All right, so prophecy, how does dream interpretation intersect with prophecy?
Well, the voice of God, you know, there's different levels to the voice of God. Sometimes he's speaking comfort to your heart. Sometimes he's just giving you a little nudge, a little directive, something like that. Other times he's telling you about, you know, the next 5 years of the nation you live in. You know what I'm saying? And then he might even be telling you, don't tell anybody what I told you, you know, and that's hard too. So prophecy, yeah, it's defining prophecy is really about the future, speaking to the future. And the Lord will many times tell you the future in your dreams, in different areas and on different levels. And so, you know, count on it. He's going to tell you some things. He might even give you a warning about some things coming up. It's not to make you afraid. It's so that you can pray and partner with the Holy Spirit over a promise and see the very best outcome. And so those are things we need to understand about dreams, that we can go back to God and start talking to him about it. Say, okay, what do we really need to get out of this?
Yeah, that's great. So let's just take a little bit of a deeper dive into the whole area of God speaking to us to warn us in a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that happens to you, you know, for example, I've had this happen to me several times recently, but I wasn't really sure what to do with it. You know,
yeah.
It actually involved someone else. It wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to do with it. What would you say to people that are having, you know, maybe not recurring, but perhaps it is just like warnings, you know, God speaking to them. How do we process that?
As a minister, as a pastor, and you have people under your care, and we really do care. We care about where they're going. We care what happens to them. Occasionally, a dream will come that's not a good dream about what that person is involved in, that they're going to do something that's going to crash their life, crash their marriage, that kind of thing. And so when you have those kind of dreams about people, I'm not going to go to them about it. That's not my first thing to do, if at all. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start praying the promises of God over them. I got that that heads up because they're in trouble, and so they need an intercessor. And so I'm going to start praying as that person that oversees their life. I'm going to start praying the promises of God. I'm going to start binding the plans of the enemy from operating against them. I'm going to start praying for the healing of their heart, the wound, the trauma, whatever it is that is about ready to create some very bad fruit in their life. And so I'm going to start doing that until the burden lifts. And usually that tells me that, you know, I have prayed through this situation. I can go ahead and just leave it with God and we're good. Sometimes the burden doesn't lift. Sometimes I get a very you know, I get a very valid situation that will come up, then I can actually start asking some questions. I can start talking to them about it. Not necessarily saying I had a dream about it, because when you start saying, well, I already had a dream about this, it really, I don't know, puts people on edge. At least that's what I have found. So I rarely tell people that I know what I know because of those reasons, especially if it's if there's like conflict or I'm having to confront them or anything like that. I try not to bring that edge in, but it does help me to navigate the situation. And then I will start to, you know, work with them pastorally, and hopefully they can hear. Hopefully they've been prepared, and hopefully they will turn. But if they don't, you know, I just think about how God had somebody on their case already. How many times has he done that for us? We didn't know.
Yeah. Wow. Lots of wisdom there. Thank you, Jennifer. That's great. And yeah, very practical and so needed to be able to steward it that way. So good. So let's talk about obviously so much more information, just nuggets of truth and revelation in your book called Awaken the Dreamscape. How can people connect with you and get a copy of your book?
Well, you can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, a little bit of TikTok. It's not my biggest platform, but I have a little bit of TikTok. I either go by Jennifer Evaz or The Praying Prophet. One or both of those. And then if you want to get the book, you can get it from jenniferevaz.com, or you can get it anywhere you would buy a book, and it's available everywhere.
Great. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast or radio, it's Jennifer Evaz is the website is jenniferevaz.com, jenniferevaz.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. And thank you so much for being our guest today, Jennifer. We bless
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, amazing. Looking forward to seeing you when you come to Australia next time.
Yeah. Okay. You're in Melbourne. All right. Got it. Yeah,
absolutely. Blessings. Right.
Thank you.